Hi, and welcome to this audio training on how to say some of the most common English suffixes. So the first one is the letter Y at the end. For American and British English, it's a bit shorter, it's more I. And for Australian English, we tend to make it a bit longer, E. So for the Australian, it would be happy, grumpy, baby. And for the other two accents, it's happy, grumpy, baby. It's a bit shorter. The next one is L-Y. And that's the same, either short or long, depending on which accent you're using. So it's mainly, instantly, only, quickly. So for instantly, and pay attention to this through all of the words that I'm about to say, the A becomes the weak form or the de-stressed vowel and becomes the schwa. So instantly, not instantly, instantly. That makes your speech more flowing and more English sounding. The next one is s or z. And don't forget to leave off those plural sounds at the ends of words. So books, coats, boxes, horses. If you don't have that in your background language, you have to make an effort to go from the consonant at the end of the word, the k or the t or whatever it is, to the s. Don't leave it off. The next one is ed. So ed can say ed, d, or t, depending on what the last consonant is in the word. So I've given an example of each one. So when the word ends in a t or a d, the ed says ud. So wanted, wanted. Again, it's a schwa in that case. Wanted. If a word ends in an unvoiced consonant, the ed says t. Looked. So you go from k to t. Looked. With lots of air for the k and the t. And if a word ends in a voiced consonant, like a v, then the ed says d. So it's going from v to d. Waved. Waved. Wanted. Looked. Waved. ING, singing, there's no g in singing in ING. You can see it, but you do not say it. It's not singing g, giving g. It's singing, giving, eating, making. OUS, OEOUS, and IOUS. Delicious, so it's us. Again, the OU becomes a schwa. Delicious, joyous, erroneous. So it's not ous, it's us. Delicious, joyous, erroneous. Able and eyeball. A-B-L-E-I-B-L-E. Comfortable, so it's not comfortable. The OR gets dropped. And you go from the F to the T, comfortable, able, audible. So usually the A and the I in A-B-L-E and I-B-L-E are schwas, the weak form, except for the word able. Comfortable, audible. And it's not bull. It's not comfortable, a bull or the bull. There's no o in there. It's comfortable. Straight from the B to the L. Ball. With a slight schwa in there. A ball. Audible. People. Etc. Okay. The next one is the common ending ER. In American English, you say the er at the end of the word, the er in British and American and Australian, it becomes a schwa. with no er pronounced. So, longer, higher, faster for the British and the Australian. Longer, higher, faster. You do put the er in for the American. Okay. I-O-N, T-I-O-N. Station, so the O-N becomes a, the O becomes a schwa again. N. Station, occasion, fashion. Okay. And M-E-N-T, mint, mint. Is again, the E is a schwa, the weak form. Statement, not meant. It's not statement, enjoyment. It's statement, enjoyment, compliment. Okay, and you can aerate your T at the end a bit. Again, that gives you the tone of English a bit more. Okay. Happy practicing and bye for now. Bye.